Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Maxie was in a little bit earlier in the day. And, of course, you can check out the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature, as Laura said a moment ago. It is really cool. And I use it now. Say I'm on the air on a Saturday. And I'm like, how did that go? I just go to the Odyssey app, rewind it, and go, oh, that didn't turn out too bad. So I used it. It's free. Get the Odyssey app. It is really a cool feature. You can check out all the shows all day long, starting with the morning news, continuing through sports to the max, and, of course, a late night. Matthew Collar, some Viking coverage later on tonight as Matthew sits in for Henry Lake. Henry was in earlier in the day. There is a ton going on in the world of sports. Day off in the NBA finals. The NHL Stanley Cup Conference Finals continue tonight. Colorado can punch her ticket to the Stanley Cup Final with a win tonight. And I just want to pause there for a moment, real quick. This should make Wild fans feel better, because Colorado is the best team in hockey. And I don't even think it's all that close. I think they're going to win the Stanley Cup in a cakewalk. And had the Wild been able to sneak by the Blues, and even though the Blues dominated the tail end of that series to advance, Minnesota Wild weren't beating the Colorado Avalanche. So there's that. And I know the hardcore Wild fans are going to probably be mad at me for saying that, but no. It will be a major upset if Colorado doesn't win it. Meanwhile, New York, Tampa Bay, a Lightning back in it. They got a goal late, pulled out game three at home. That is a series. Rangers still lead it 2-1. They get back at it tomorrow night there. More on the NBA finals a little bit later on. I want to get into the Twins and what a weird road trip this was. They go into Detroit, and they lose 4 out of 5 to the Tigers. And the Tigers are one of the worst teams in the game. And the Twins are in first place. And I know there was COVID issues. There was injury issues galore. There was all that controversy swirling around who would be able to get into Canada for the weekend series with the Blue Jays. Who wouldn't? So they drop 4 out of 5 in Motown. And then they go to Toronto. And there was this sense of dread that this could get really ugly. And the bats got going. They hit 5 home runs on Friday night and win the ball game. And now all of a sudden, you go into the weekend and you're playing with house money. Toronto came back Saturday, took care of business. And then on Sunday, led by Luis Arraez, 4 hits, reached base 5 times in the game, leads the American League in batting. He's on track to win a batting title, and the Twins find a way on Sunday. Got a little scary. Tyler Duffy, not so good late in the ballgame, But the Twins ultimately win the series, get a day off today, and now another gut check series with the New York Yankees coming to town. I don't need to relive the history. I don't need to go through it, but the Yankees are on fire right now. They are getting lights out pitching. They have Giancarlo Stanton back in the lineup. Aaron Judge in a powerful lineup. The Yankees have the best record in the major leagues, and they come to town. Plus, of course, there's that history. So it is a big three-gamer. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night at Target Field. We'll be on the air all three nights at 6. First pitch about 6:40. And sure, it's early June. If the Yankees sweep the series, it is by no means the end of the world. It's not in the stretch drive. It's not in the playoffs. I get all of that. But it is an opportunity for the Twins, with the Rays on deck this weekend, to get a game or two. A sweep would be beyond my wildest dreams. You just don't want to get swept. You just don't want to get thumped three nights in a row. Find a way to get a game or two in this series. Start getting people back into the lineup and move forward. Because the way this division is shaping up, the White Sox are terrible right now. Cleveland's in second place. I have no faith that the Guardians are going to hang in there over the long haul. As all the Twins need to do is kind of hold serve through this stretch and hopefully get back on track in the division. Because remember, before going to Detroit, they split a four-game series with the Kansas City Royals. You need to take care of business against the likes of the Royals and the Guardians and the White Sox and certainly the Tigers. So bump in the road leading up, but an impressive 2 out of 3. And Chris, you know, we talked a little bit earlier in the day and exchanged some messages. That had big trouble written all over it going into Toronto.
Well, yeah, I mean, we heard so much about you got to make hay against the Royals and the Tigers because yep. 15 consecutive games. I mean, it was drilled into us that, okay, here's a chance for the Twins to really pull away from the rest of the division. Got off to a good start, but, yeah, you split against the Royals, you lose 4 out of 5 to Detroit, and you finish that 15-game, you know, part of your schedule at 8-7. But the thing about it was that Chicago didn't gain any ground. They actually lost ground. Cleveland picked up a whopping 1 game. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, you're not going to have Max Kepler. You're not going to have, you know, McGill. At this point, I'd rather want Jimmy McGill than Trevor McGill. Amelia Pagan, I think they're better with Pagan, you know, not pitching, frankly. But that, you know, that's just me. But you go in there and you show that you could compete. Yeah, I know that you got whipped up on Saturday, but you whipped on the Blue Jays a couple nights, you know, a couple games in that series.
Oh, for sure.
So I think you have to feel like at least you were competitive. And you didn't get thumped. But I think now, I mean, you look at what you've got coming up. Gerrit Cole might be the best matchup out of all three of these pitchers. And Gerrit Cole is 5-1 with an ERA of under 3. And he
in his last start, he was perfect, what, into the 7th?
Yes.
So they're on a ridiculous tear. But I'm going to take it a step further.
Okay.
The Twins, if they can get healthy, if they can steady the ship when it comes to their starting pitching, and that's a concern. You're starting to see some of the veterans they brought in starting to struggle and not starting to pan out. And this becomes
Dylan
almost,
Bundy has entered the chat.
Yeah, and he's scheduled to start against the Yankees. Mm. So, you know, they're starting to leak oil among their starting pitchers.
Yeah.
They need to get Joe Ryan back.
Desperately.
They need to get Bailey Ober back on track.
And he just went on the DL again with a groin strain.
Right. But you need those guys leading the way because there's great concern about the veteran pitching. But I will argue, with the division we've outlined, Cleveland's in second, 4.5 back. They're a game under. The White Sox, 2 games under 500, 5 back. They dropped 4 out of 5 to the Tigers, who are still 10 games out. Mm-hmm. And Kansas City now, 17-35, 13 games out of first place. You know, you don't even have to worry about those two teams challenging in the division. But I think the Twins need to set their sights higher than being in contention, because it looks like come September, they're going to be in the mix in the division. What I think they need to start thinking about is, can we win a playoff game? Can we win a playoff series? You know, winning the division is nice and being in the mix, but can you ultimately compete with the Yankees and the Houston Astros and these other clubs? You know, there's a lot of bad teams in the American League, but we saw Toronto took 2 out of 3. The New York Yankees coming to town this week. Tampa Bay is still formidable. They're at 31-23. You know, they're right there with the Twins at 32-24 record-wise. And then out west, it's pretty much Houston already at this point, and it's early June. So my point being is that the Twins have to think of themselves as, in early June, we're the favorites in the division.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I think one thing, Steve, that works for them is, I think you look at what pieces can be part of this team going forward. And I mean going forward, you know, July, August, September.
Sure.
You know, down what they call the stretch. Chris Archer, do you move him into the bullpen potentially? Maybe he's a four-inning guy. Maybe he's one of your long relievers. Maybe he's, you know, a guy that can give you some of that, because right now we're seeing him go four innings. Like, that is his max. Dylan Bundy, I get these really bad heebie-jeebie vibes, Matt Shoemaker all over again. I think that, you know, obviously you're going to want to go ahead and fortify that starting rotation at the trade deadline. I think the more that you can separate the haves and the have-nots because of the extra playoff spot this year, I think maybe you'll see teams, you know, start to figure out if they're going to be a buyer or seller a little bit early, because with that extra playoff spot, Steve, the one question for the Twins is, you know, are they going to be able to get anything at the trade deadline compared to last year, or I guess years before when they were competitive? Because you might have more teams kind of hanging around thinking, you know, we might have a shot. And then, I mean, if at all you could get Kenta Maeda back for anything off of Tommy John, I don't even know if it's possible. But, I mean, maybe that's – I mean, I feel like the pieces are in place for the Twins right now.
Well, even if you did, you'd be getting another opener. And I'm glad you brought up Archer and you brought up Smeltzer, because what these guys are, they're listed as starters, but, you know, you're just praying you get five. Mm-hmm. You're just praying they're in the ballgame to get credit for a victory.
Yeah.
You know, Archer, for the most part, you get what you get, and you get him out of there. And the same thing with Smeltzer. And I'm not knocking Smeltzer, because all in all, is all he's done is come in and give the team a chance. And that's about all you can ask out of a guy like that.
And let's not forget, Steve, that I believe Rocco was the one that came up with the opener concept when he was in Tampa Bay. So if there's anybody that can figure out how to make these adjustments on the fly, it's going to be Rocco. And I'm not saying that's the way that you want to go, but, you know, maybe you know you're going to have to move a few pieces around. Sonny Gray, Bailey Ober, Joe Ryan are your for sures, and then you got to figure out the other two spots in the rotation.
Yeah, and they have been getting, in general, pretty good work out of the bullpen. I go back to Friday night's ball game. They got 6 no-hit innings out of the bullpen in that victory Friday night in Toronto. I mean, that's incredible. But the worry is, it's early June, and by having starters or openers that go 3 or 4 of the likes of Archer, who's scheduled to pitch in this series with the Yankees, or Smeltzer, who I think has done a nice job. Once again, I'm not knocking the guy, but you put a lot of extra pressure on the bullpen, and that takes a toll. It's early June. You know, what about July? What about August, the dog days? What about September and a stretch drive? And if you're wearing out that bullpen now, that is going to come back to be a major problem for the Twins. So they go into this Yankee series taking on a red-hot team. We'll see how it plays out. But a lot of Twins fans I talked to earlier today, a little nervous about this series. Expectations going in are low. And that's kind of like the Toronto series, and we got a pleasant surprise. Twins took 2 out of 3. I get to sense expectations are low. It looks like the weather is going to be good. Should be great crowds. Twins and Bombers beginning tomorrow night. Our coverage begins at 6. Quick break. We'll come back. Steve in for Mike Max here on Sports to the Max. Phil took the money. He is coming back, but he's going to play for the Saudis in London starting on Thursday. We'll get into that story in a moment here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. The saga of Phil Mickelson. What's happened has really torn the golf world apart. There's always been Greg Norman. You know, the shark's always been lurking, trying to get things going. My thoughts on Greg Norman are this. Yes, he won some majors. Yes, he made a lot of money. He's also one of the great choke artists in the history of the game of golf and hasn't always lived within the boundaries of the game. And I think some of the norms set by the game. Now you get Phil Mickelson, and a lot came out in the book by Alan Shipnuck, and I've had a chance to visit with Alan a few times here on the radio station, and his life has been turned upside down by the book he did on Phil. And if you read the whole story, a lot of people are saying, well, all this trouble for Phil, I'm going to blame it on Alan. Alan just strictly was writing a book, and Phil called him, and talked to him for an extended period of time. And Alan, who is a terrific golf journalist, put it in the book. So that's like blaming Jan Gengelhoff for the academic fraud scandal at the University of Minnesota men's basketball team when Clem Haskins was the coach. I mean, come on. It's like blaming George Dorman of the Pioneer Press is more accurate for reporting the story. And there were people at the time that blamed George Dorman and the Pioneer Press for running with that story. But my point being is, Alan Shipnuck got this story, published this book. It all came out, the good, the bad, and the ugly of Phil Mickelson. He has a lot of fans. I've always enjoyed watching Phil play. I always thought, you know, the super good guy part was an act. I only got to see it up close when he worked the media and the regulars at a PGA championship once upon a time out at Hazeltine. And I thought, interesting characters, made a lot of money, more money than I could ever imagine. But I'm always leery of that persona, if you will, too good to be true. But nevertheless, through all this controversy, Phil stepped away from the PGA Tour and didn't defend his championship at the PGA held at Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma recently. Just been away, been in exile, done whatever. Well, after 4 months away, Phil has decided he is indeed taking the money and is indeed going to play for the new tour. Greg Norman's her front man. They already have Dustin Johnson in the fold. But it's backed by the Saudi royal family. And we don't need to do a super deep dive on that. You can draw your own conclusions. There's a lot of criticism of it. There's a lot of criticism, and rightfully so, of the Saudi royal family and the things they've been involved with and the things they've done. But Phil's coming back, and now this is just the beginning in my estimation. And there's a lot of people speculating what's next. Phil gets a big payday. Dustin Johnson got, you know, a gigantic payday. It sounds like nine figures. It sounds like, Phil, nine figures. $200 million signing bonus. Dustin Johnson, you know, nine-figure bonus, trying to get big names, trying to gain momentum. The first event starts Thursday in London. The question beyond that is number one, the PGA Tour can ban him from regular events. Phil doesn't care about that. Phil potentially cares about majors. Will he be able to play in the U.S. Open? Will he be able to play in the British Open? Would he be invited to the Masters next year? My guess is the Masters doesn't want any part of this. His days of playing at the Masters are over. They do what they want, and if they feel like Phil's on the wrong side of things. He ain't going. He will not be welcome at the Masters. It's their tournament. It is an invitational, strictly invitational. But beyond that, could he sue the PGA of America? Could he sue the United States Golf Association? Could he sue the Royal and Ancient? I think it's coming. And he has a whole lot of money behind him. This is going to get very interesting. Phil Mickelson, Greg Norman, Dustin Johnson, this LIV Golf Invitational Series, sponsored by the Saudi Royal Family, takes on the PGA Tour. We're just in the early stages of this, folks. It will get very interesting. Next major, by the way, the U.S. Open coming up. Then across the pond to the British Open. A lot of speculation. Tiger's best chance. They'll be at St. Andrews this year. A lot of intrigue. But Phil is coming back, and he will play in London at the Centurion Club. There's no planned television coverage. And let's face it. Phil's on the wrong side of 50. I'm on the wrong side of 50 as well. But just the beginning. A lot of money backing this, and a lot of money to take on the PGA Tour and the courts. We'll see. The news, the weather at 7. Speaking of golf, Cecil Belisle from Red Wings getting it done. He won the Jack Nicklaus Award. He received that over the weekend in Dublin, Ohio. We'll talk to Cecil. He's headed for Kansas this fall to play golf. We'll get into that coming up on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.